There are three big problems with used vehicle appraisals. One, manually sifting through comp vehicles. Two, old book values and ghost comps. Three, no recon visibility. You can solve them all with AutoVision, now available from Reynolds & Reynolds. Learn more at reyrey.com/usedcars. That's reyrey.com/used-cars.
Want to dive deeper into the topics you hear about on Daily Drive? We're offering listeners a special offer, 20% off a one-year Automotive News digital subscription. That gets you access to all of our news, information, and analysis made for automotive industry leaders like you. Go to autonews.com/dailydrivepromo to redeem. Welcome to Daily Drive for Thursday, April 4th, 2024. I'm Jamie Butters, Executive Editor of Automotive News here in Detroit.
And I'm Calvin Walker in Las Vegas. Today on the show, it's a day of electric truck news. Ford delays an EV pickup while BYD plans to start building an electrified one. Chevy releases more details about the first retail trim of the electric Silverado. And a new report says dealer profits continue to fall. Plus, Polestar CEO Thomas Ingenlatt joins the show to talk about the EV maker's retail strategy and plans for growth.
We have two great cars joining our product family. Polestar will grow as well in 2024.
Let's run through all the news you need to know to keep up in the auto industry.
Ford is delaying plans for a new electric pickup and three-row electric utilities. That's as EV sales growth slows in the U.S. Meanwhile, the automaker is making plans to offer hybrid variants on each gasoline-powered vehicle in its lineup by the end of the decade. Ford says it's postponing production at its Blue Oval City plant in Tennessee from late 2025 to 2026. The company says equipment installation is underway at the plant and construction of the manufacturing campus continues.
The first retail trim of the 2024 Chevrolet Silverado EV will have a longer range and a lower starting price when it goes on sale this year. The Silverado EV RST First Edition should go on sale mid-year. General Motors estimates 440 miles of range, which is up from an earlier estimate of 400 miles. Chevy also confirmed the RST will start at about $96,500 with shipping, less than the $107,000 starting price Chevy previously provided. Chevy launched the Silverado EV in 2023 with two fleet-focused variants, the 4WT and the 3WT. Additional retail trims will follow the RST First Edition with varying ranges and price points.
Chinese EV juggernaut BYD plans to launch its first electrified pickup for global markets later this year. Photos released by BYD show a boxy dual cab truck covered in orange and blue camouflage paint being road tested in an unspecified location. The company hasn't released any details on the powertrain, including whether it's all electric or a hybrid. Also, no specifics on performance specifications or pricing.
Dealership profits keep falling, according to a new report from Presidio Group and NCM Associates. The average franchise dealership in the U.S. saw net pre-tax profit decline more than 20% in 2023. NCM U.S. Vice President Steve Hall says the stark decrease in profit will also probably bring dealership valuations down.
That will probably be a side effect, a natural side effect of the environment that we're in. I would expect multiples to come down some.
Though the 2023 profit decline was sharp, Presidio says the average dealership's net pre-tax profit was still more than 2.5 times the 2018 average. Looking ahead, experts expect dealership profits to continue to move closer to pre-pandemic levels.
This week, we've been reporting the ups and downs of U.S. auto sales in March. With most results in, it looks like the growth was not as strong as projected. According to researcher Motor Intelligence, the seasonally adjusted annual rate rose to 15.4 million, up from 15 million a year earlier, but that was short of the 15.5 million to 16.4 million that analysts had projected, and it's down from February's 15.9 million pace. And those are today's headlines.
Jamie, what are your thoughts on the new Silverado EV? I like it. I find it a little more appealing than the Ford Lightning, but what do you think?
I haven't gotten close enough to have a real strong opinion, but I like what GM is doing in terms of under-promising and over-delivering. You know, they said they were going to have a pickup at maybe $107,000 with at least 400 miles of range, coming out at, you know, almost about $10,000 less, you know, down in the 90s with 10% more mileage, up to a 440-mile range. I think those are the kind of pleasant surprises that can help. I do worry that the, you know, sort of $100,000 pickup market or whole $100,000 EV market is a little bit tapped out. But we'll see if there's some Chevy enthusiasts out there looking for an RST.
Makes sense. Gotcha. Coming up, Polestar CEO Thomas Ingenlatt joins the show to talk about the company's plans for growth in 2024 and why the EV maker decided to put out its newest model without a rear window. That's next on Daily Drive.
The EPA has finalized its tailpipe emissions rule. The agency now projects that battery electric vehicles will account for 30 to 56% of new light-duty vehicle sales in the 2030 to 2032 model years. We want to hear from you.
What do you think of the new rule? How will it affect your business? Send us a voicemail, text, or email. You might hear your comment on this week's Weekend Drive episode. Here's how you can get in touch.
Call us and leave a voicemail or text us at 313-444-2774. Again, that's 313-444-2774. You can also record your voice on your smartphone and send it to dailydrive@autonews.com. That's dailydrive, one word, at autonews.com.
And tune in to our Weekend Drive episode, available Saturday morning.
Data is the backbone of your used vehicle department. But finding the right data and using it to build accurate comp sets can be difficult. How often do you find yourself making manual adjustments to pricing recommendations? Reynolds' newest inventory management solution, AutoVision, can help. Jose Mendoza, general manager at San Leandro Honda, explains how AutoVision sets his business apart.
Everybody's going on third-party vendor sites to see what they're priced at out there. Everybody's looking at auction data. Everybody's looking at transaction data if you can get it. So the only thing that really is going to make it different for you is what you're selling them at. So I think you have to weigh that a little bit heavier than you do everything else. It doesn't matter if the market says you can sell this car for $30,000 if the last three you've sold have been at 27. We have reports set up through our DMS, through Reynolds & Reynolds, and through AutoVision, which is what we use for our used cars. And we have reports set up in those. And it's something that I think is important to constantly be talking about and constantly be going over.
AutoVision can help you run your used vehicle department with precise comp sets, real-time inventory data, and reconditioning insights. Visit rayray.com/used cars to find out more. That's rey.com/used-cars.
Welcome back to Daily Drive. I'm Jamie Butters with Kellen Walker. Plenty of things that have been standard features for automobiles for the past century are going by the wayside in the 2020s. Gasoline engines are slowly but surely on the way out. Many new models allow people to take their hands off the wheel completely on digitally mapped highways. Even physical buttons on the dash are starting to disappear, like it or not. But one feature that might not be on your removal bingo card might be the rear window. On EV maker Polestar's newest model, the glass pane on the back is conspicuously missing, replaced with a camera or digital rear window. I got a chance to see the Polestar 4 up close recently at the New York Auto Show, and I talked about it with the company's CEO, Thomas Ingenlath, who also discussed the company's growth plans and retail strategy. Thomas Ingenlath, welcome to Daily Drive.
Good morning. Daily Drive.
Good to have you. So we're here with the Polestar 4, the newest Polestar here at the New York Auto Show. And of course, this is the famous vehicle with no rear window.
Indeed, that made quite some headlines that the Polestar 4 actually comes with no physical rear window. Actually, right. We claim we have a rear window, but that's virtual one. So our HD camera that projects the image onto the inner mirror is our rear window. Mm-hmm. But you know, I really have to make that point. This is, of course, stunning looks. It's something really, you know, talk of the town kind of stuff. But It's functional. It's really a great advantage. The image that you see, the amount of street that you see behind you is so much bigger. In the night, it's a much clearer, bright picture. So I think there are real functional advantages in doing so.
Yeah, you know, cars have gotten so sleek. The windows are pretty small, and you've got all the other, you don't see that much of the road in the traditional mirror.
No, exactly. If you would actually deliberately check how much do you in your ordinary car's mirror see, it's actually almost like half of it is black interior, pillars, roof, headrest. I mean, the big headrest in the rear. So there's no real need for it anymore if you not replace it with something that gives you that much better visibility. In the Polestar 4, it actually helped us as well to create that great space in the rear, because normally there's always that construction of that sheet metal bar in the back, which you cannot bring lower because the side beam has to go underneath it. Since we don't have that beam anymore, we can bring the construction further back and give you that nice space around your head.
Nice. What else are you excited about this car, and when does it come to market in the US?
Well, I'm pretty much exactly about that excited that this car will hit the market this year. We will go in April. You can go to the .com, order your car. We will have test drives happening along summer here in the US as well. And then deliveries in Europe from quarter three, in the US from quarter four.
Gotcha. And those will come from Korea?
This car will come at the end of the day from Korea. We will swap in 2025 to production in South Korea.
Gotcha. Okay, so how do you feel about the tone around the EV market? You know, we hear a lot of anxiety in the industry, especially from dealers and from certain brands who are concerned because the growth is not as fast as it was, not as fast maybe as they had hoped. How do you navigate through that?
Well, keeping the big picture in mind, and big picture is, of course, electrification is A, the better technology. It's just a great driving fun, and B, it is the right thing to do for CO2 reductions. So we keep focus on that path. That's the right path. There will be ups and downs. There are economic ups and downs. We see growth. We have two great cars joining our product family. Polestar will grow as well in 2024.
Building out the product line helps a lot, doesn't it? More to offer.
Especially coming with these two attractive SUVs. You know, that's for me anyway the main thing. It's about what kind of desirable car can you give there out to bring people to electrification. We can't talk people into electrification. We have to have the great products and just simply compete with, you know, whatever car is out there. If it's a combustion engine car, then we compete with the combustion engine car.
How do you feel about the U.S. market and your retail strategy? Are you happy with, do you have the right number of dealers, and how's that working out?
Well, we are very happy with the dealers that we're working together with here in the U.S. And very clearly with our product portfolio growing, we will as well increase the amount of dealers that represent Polestar here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. So it's a natural question of, you know, our volume growing, then our dealer network has to grow and will grow according to that volume.
Do you feel that it's the asset light model is working well?
I'm very happy to see now 2025 coming. You know, we have that very clear target, and we are on the way to getting there. Cash flow break even in 2025 is what we promised and what we will do. And of course, showing that you can build a new car company with a portfolio of five super attractive cars, being out in 25, 26 countries. I mean, that ratio of how much has been invested and what you get out of it is amazing. I think it will be a very strong proof of that concept of an asset-light model versus a fully vertical integrated company was a much, much better bet.
Yeah, that's incredible launch of products and to try to grow that fast globally.
Well, we could really concentrate on putting that money into this attractive product portfolio. We harvest a lot of service network, manufacturing, as well a lot of, you know, fundamental R&D capabilities like ADAS. Why would we do our own ADAS development if we have really, really great safety ADAS systems in the group?
Any final thoughts about this New York show or the US market?
Well, it's actually, of course, very nice to see a live and a vital vibrant show happening these days, and of course to be part of it, and you know, our Polestar 3 being produced in Charleston very soon in South Carolina, Richville, I should say, is of course it's part of American culture by that. So we are happy to be here in New York.
And when is the 3 getting delivered? When do deliveries start on the Polestar 3?
That will happen already by the end of quarter 2.
Great. All right. Thank you so much, Thomas Ingenlath. Thank you for joining us.
Welcome.
That's Daily Drive for today. I'm Jamie Butters.
And I'm Kellen Walker. Thanks to Automotive News coordinating producer Jake Neer, as well as our own Michael Martinez, Lindsay Van Hulley, and Paige Hodder for their reporting for today's podcast. You can get the latest news on tech and innovation, electric truck plans, and everything happening in the auto industry at autonews.com.
Come back tomorrow for a conversation about the growing digitalization of retail, finance, and insurance, and how AI fits in.
We talk about digital transformation a lot for the consumer, but we fail to talk about how this can really impact the dealer.
We'd love to hear from you. Let us know what you think of the show and the topics we covered today. Send us an email at dailydrive@autonews.com or leave us a voicemail at 313-444-2774. And if you enjoy the podcast, remember to like, leave a review, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.